From the Little Club at the Hotel Lido, Lido Beach, Long Island, our last day. Our last day, I said.
Anyhow, I'm glad of it.
With Alex and Louis the bartender sitting around with smiles on their faces, this is Little Marty introducing Jackie DeCoven.
Yeah, that's me, folks. That's me. I'm stepping out with a memory tonight to paint the town the way we used to do. And I'm at the old cafe where we had so much fun and order cocktails for two instead of the usual one. Then after dark, in a hansom through the park, while reminiscing, I'll be kissing you. A lot of folks may think that I'm crazy. Well, maybe they're right, but I'm stepping out with a memory too. I'm stepping out with a memory tonight to paint the town the way we used to do. Oh, a lot of folks may think maybe I'm crazy. Well, maybe they're right, but I'm stepping out with a memory tonight. How do you like that, Morty? Any good?
Oh, that was lovely. And so?
That stinks. Hey, listen.
Introducing at this point,
oh, Jimmy.
Enrique Madriguera. Will you say a few words for Jackie on his record?
Yes, sir. Jackie, I think it's lovely. But anyway, I'll give you a contract. How much do you want a week? You want
to
pay me a week?
I'll start off with, small sum. Make it 500, Ricky, and...
You're going to give me 500 cents?
500. Where do you get that? A man with all your dough with money in the bank, you're richer than God. And
what do you think, I'm a baker?
A baker.
You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Woman warm, I've been kicked around since I was born, but it's all right, it's okay, and you may look the other way. We can try to understand the New York Times effect on man. Ha, 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 staying alive. Ha, 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 staying alive.
Well, you know,
I get low,
and I get high,
and if I can't get either, I really try. Got the wings of heaven on my shoes, I'm a dancing man, I just can't lose, but it's all right. It's okay, and you may look the other way. We can try to understand the New York Times effect on man. Ha, 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 staying alive. Ha, 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 staying alive.
Gary Lawrence and his Sizzling Syncopators off their 1980 album on Columbia. It was a Masterworks LP, in fact. I have two copies of it, and I couldn't find either one, so I used an old sound file, so it doesn't sound quite as good as a new WAVE file, but there it is. It's hard to dig these things out. I wasn't going to go into the Collier Brothers foyer to try to unearth it, but I did my best. But there it is, staying alive, and that's what we're all doing. We're not dead yet. No, sir, this is Radiola, and we're still got a pulse, and we're trying to show you that. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm taking my pulse as we speak. Here's something else I like to do. Here's William Eckstein in 1923. This is a Zez Confrey composition, and I believe this was originally on Pathé, based upon numbers etched into the shellac, visible through the label on a silver tone, but it was originally Pathé. It's not rumbly, though. Sounds really good, and it's not a vertical. It's definitely lateral cut, but here's William Eckstein, and boy, I've been doing this a lot lately. Coaxing the piano, and I can't get it out of the library, but it's going to have to stay there anyway.
The vamp of Savannah, G.A. your cold refrigerating mamas. Brother, she's the polar bear's pajamas. To tease them and thrill them, to torture and kill them. That's her delight, they say. Why, she's so cold you'd even get pneumonia from her breath. She kissed an Eskimo and the fool froze to death. Hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, the vamp of Savannah, G.A.
The Cinco Jazz Band, which I believe was under the direction of Joe Samuels in that era in Columbia, in 1919, Breeze, Blow My Baby Back to Me. Oh, yeah. That title is worth the price of admission alone on that. And it's a good recording. Yes. Sounds good, too. Before that, Cliff Edwards, Rumbling Along on a Perfect. Yes, Hard-Hearted Hannah, 1924. He sings the tune a little differently than you and I know it, but it's a worthy disc. And we begin with William Eckstein. We began with it, Coaxing the Piano, 1923. And if you have a piano, you know, you might, you know, you put out a little dish of water, you know, to keep the soundboard in trim, and it might move it somewhat. You know, it doesn't move very fast, but it just might. So this is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm trying everything I can to move myself and the piano, and succeeding glacially but perceptibly. Here in honor of the fact that there's a certain day that people celebrate their mothers, so I'm not going to offer any more commentary than that, but let's just play the record and enjoy it, because it's a great hot dance one, too. Frank Munn singing with Nat Schuchert and the Victor Orchestra, 1929, Your Mother and Mine. Well, whoever they are.
Who dad knocking at my door?
It's only me, father. How you all feeling today?
Well, come on in, son. I'll tell you all about it.
A rocking chair's got me in laying by my side. Fetch me that gin, son, before I tan your hide. Why, I can't get from this cabin. I ain't going nowhere. Just sit me here grabbing the flies round this rocking chair. Now, my dear sweet old Aunt Harriet, how long in heaven you been? Sing your sweet chariot at the end of the trouble I see. Old rocking chair's got me. Judgment day is here. Chained to my rocking chair.
With his long white beard and a crooked staff, he tramps along while the folks all laugh. With a twinkle in his eye, he passes them by, the old man of the mountain. For he wears long hair and his feet are bare. They say he's mad as an old March hare, but his cares are none and he owes no one, the old man of the mountain. He talks with the birds when he's lonely. He sleeps with the stars for a tent. And the bees spread a feast when he's hungry. And God charges no rent. And he'll live as long as the old oak tree. And laugh at folks like you and me. Oh, I often sigh and wish that I were the old man of the mountain.
Pennsylvanians, Chick Bullock on the vocal with The Old Man of the Mountain, 1932, and that's for no particular reason except that, well, I'm always making a mountain out of a molehill, so that I guess that could be me. But it's a very nice molehill. Bud Ritchie and his boys, Max Pugh, which sounds like I don't even, that name just suggests many things, but we're not even going to go into that. Max Pugh on the vocal with Rocking Chair, Rocking with an apostrophe, Rocking Chair, 1930. That was from Frog Spawn, The White Hot Batch, and that suggests a lot of things too, which I don't even want to get into that. But it's a great CD, and I suggest that you go out and get that. Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, Frank Munn on the vocal. Who might, these two might be, if you want to see Whistler's mother, she's in that rocking chair, and And when she's done with it, I want it. Your Mother and Mine, 1929. And if you have Whistler's mother, you have quite a painting there, I guess. And I don't have that painting. I've got some paintings, but nothing like that, of course. Some I did myself, which I've hidden. And there's one upstairs that keeps getting younger. And I'm gray. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and we're going to proceed with some happy stuff here. Harold Scrappy Lambert, he includes his alias in this one. You Were Meant for Me from, that movie, Broadway Melody, 1929. Here's Scrappy.
Life was a song, you came along. I've laid awake the whole night through. If I but dared to think you cared, this is what I'd say to you. You were meant for me. When she was done, you were all the sweet things rolled up in one. You're like a plaintive melody that never lets me free. For I'm content, the angels must have sent you, and they meant you just for me.
You know I love you, honey. I love you best of all. You, darling, don't you go away. Just as he went to go, it grieved the girlie so. These words he heard her say. Some of these days, lonely. You'll miss my hugging. You're gonna miss my kissing. You're gonna miss me, honey, when I'm far away. That I feel so lonely for you only. 'Cause you know, honey, you've had your way. And when you leave me, you know it's gonna grieve me. Gonna miss your big fat mama, your mama. I'm a busy.
At a table, talking over bygone days. Mabel, 40, batting over 40, said, remember Edith Hayes. Edie was a sucker for a bottle and a glass, but in spite of everything, the gal had class. Then one summer, she wed a corset drummer, struck with her refined like way. Edie was the lady.
Edie was the lady.
The pants was shady.
Oh, pants was shady.
Oh, Edie had way with the capital Duque.
Edie was the lady.
Oh, her life was merry.
Oh, her life was merry.
Oh, she had a savior fairy. In a ladylike way.
Edie was a lady.
She would have a golden toothpick handy. After meal, she'd flash it about. Remember how she used to drink her brandy with her fingers sticking well out. My Edie was a lady. P.I. O'Grady.
Not P.I. O'Grady.
Oh, Edie had class with the capital to
Edie was a lady, and that was a long time ago, so I don't know what she's doing now, but yeah. talking over bygone days? Well, why shouldn't one? Cab Calloway singing that and using some interesting pronunciations as he goes through, especially about a, you know, the savior fairy. That's so loaded, I wouldn't point it at anyone. 1932. Sophie Tucker, Some of These Days, 1929, with an unknown, supposedly black jazz band accompanying her, but sounds really good on that Victor. And she didn't record much for Victor, but there she is in 29. Harold Scrappy Lambert recording for Brunswick, You Were Meant for Me, also from 1929. This is Radiola, and we are, yes, we are remembering bygone days and other things, and that's all I have to say. We're good at this, because we're halfway there, and when we get to the other half, well, you know, there ain't going to be any more. The next half is going to be shorter than the first half, so I don't know how that works. And Yes. And I'm Andy Sr., just trying to, you know, figure this all out for you. Stuff Smith and his Onyx Club Boys, and I just felt like playing this week for some reason. Perhaps it will become apparent to the cognoscenti and those who are cryptically inclined. But here it is, and it's a great record, no matter what you think. Knock, knock. Who's there?
Who's there?
Onyx.
Onyx.
It's an unexpected pleasure. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Tangerine.
Tangerine who?
Tangerine the Bellboy, come in. Knock, knock. Fortification. Fortification, I'm going to Buffalo. Knock, knock.
Who's
there? Gorilla.
Gorilla
who? Gorilla of my dreams, I love you. Knock, knock.
Who's
there? Dick.
Dick who?
Stick your hands up, I'm dunk die. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Frankfurter.
Frankfurter who?
Frankfurter, lovely evening. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Derby hat.
Derby hat who?
Derby hat time in the old town tonight. Knock, knock.
Who's
there? Goldstein.
Goldstein
who? There's Goldstein Denver Hill. Knock, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Makushla.
Makushla who?
Makushla, first valve Donna. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lemke.
Lemke who?
Lemke, call your sweetheart. Ring, ring.
Who's there?
Ethel.
Ethel who?
Ethel Gas, no knock. Boys, why don't you stop all that psychopathic patois?
Psychopathic patois who?
Psychopathic patois? Don't you try to two-time me.
Old man Moses dead. and old man Moses dead.
We found out.
Oh, Bucky.
We found out.
Kind of puts the finger on you. So look out for public melody number one. If it should be your luck and it meets you face to face, if your feet start trucking all around the place, no use to call on Hoover's G-men. Why, there's just a lot of ABC men when it comes to public melody number one. Oh, Frankenstein, Fun Love Joy, Jesse James, Teacher's Pet, Cat and Gun, only a toy, compared to notes shot from a hot cornet. So get undercover, you rhythm rascals, and run. Ah, who are you, dog? That ain't no use of hiding. I'm gonna take you riding. So look out for public melody number one.
Louis Armstrong and his orchestra, I believe it was actually Louis Russell's band, sitting behind him, and what a band it was. 1937, Public Melody Number 1, and you had that, yes. Yes, we have to find a new Public Melody Number 1, apparently, or at least I believe we do. I believe. Eddie Duchin and his orchestra, Patricia Norman on the vocal with Old Man Mose is Dead, and I'm not feeling so well myself. I believe he's dead. He kicked something. Whatever he kicked, it wasn't very nice. And Stuff Smith and his Onyx Club Boys, Knock Knock, Who's There? There's Goldstein, them there hills. This is Radiola, and we are going to put down our crossword puzzle and proceed. And I'm Andy Senior, and I what's What's a seven-letter word for radiola? I wonder. And we're going to proceed with, Reverend J.M. Gates and his congregation. And, this is very moving. It's very good stuff here. And you don't find these recordings in this kind of condition. Usually they're played through. But, boy, does this sound good. And it's appropriate for this spot in the show. I'm going to die with a staff in my hand. 1926.
The subject of this song is determination. I'm determined to make heaven my home. Born or die with the staff in my hand. Born or die with the staff in my hand. Now,
and that's a doggone sin now. It ain't nothing doing what you thinking about. It ain't no use to leave it, cause they're posted on your route. It's dry right now, but it's gonna get wetter. I'm gonna stay right here until times get better. I say it's dry right now, gonna get wetter. I'm gonna stay right here until the times get better.
Jabbo Smith and his Rhythm Aces in 1929, that wonderful group that he had, and Jabbo, of course, was marvelous. Till times get better. So I'm going to stay right here till times get better, and I may be here a while. It's not going to get any wetter, but times will get better. So I'm not going to die yet. And we're not dead yet. That's the point, isn't it? Staff in my hand, or you know, even the more like the remote, I suppose. 1926, that was Reverend James Gates, wonderful recording with his congregation, I'm Going to Die with a Staff in My Hand. This is Radiola, and we're doing fine. We're doing just great, and I'm Andy Sr., and I want to thank you very much for spending 2 hours with me this evening listening to this, and have a piece of cake. We're going to finish with a recording that I feel says it all about vitality and mortality, all rolled into one. It has a certain liveliness and yet a portent to it, and moves the heck out of me. So I have to play it and finish my show with this. Louis Armstrong in a Savoy Ballroom 5 in 1929, and you'll hear lots of Lonnie Johnson in here too. Mahogany Hall Stomp.